just because you have a man next to you does not mean you're winning in life. But people are great at making it seem like they're living their best life. They have the relationship that they want, but you don't really know the work that was put behind it. Okay.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, hello, everyone. How are we feeling on today? I'm sitting here in my Murica little sweater. We have shorts on, okay? Hopefully you guys can see that. Just know that I'm absolutely not naked. Thank you very much. Have you ever dealt with a man who came on very strong in the beginning? He was texting you every day. He was pursuing you, making you feel chosen. And then out of nowhere, he pulls back. He becomes inconsistent. He becomes distant. He becomes hard to read. And now you're sitting here trying to figure out what has changed. Did I do something wrong? Is he scared of his feelings? We're gonna unpack all of that in today's episode. But before we do, I want you to hype this video up on YouTube. Guys, hyping the video up for your favorite creator does more than you guys think. One, it tells the algorithm directly, we like this, you need to push this out, and that's what we need. Because, hello, we have been at just shy of 230,000 subscribers for way, way too long. Now we are getting back into the algorithm, which is amazing, but we need to start to see some serious momentum. When I check the analytics, I do see that a significant amount of you guys, I think literally like, it might even be something outrageous, like 90% of you guys that also watch my channel are not subscribed to my channel. So you don't know when I'm posting, you probably just think of me, which I appreciate, and then you come back and watch another episode. But I want you to make sure that you're actually subscribed and that you are hyping the video up, because that's going to tell YouTube we want to see her pushed out, and then we can get more subscribers, and then we can grow as the A-team, and then I can actually do really cool things with you guys, like certain trips, meetups, and the whole nine. I mean, it just gets bigger and better. So I digress. Let me save you some time here, okay? That man did not change, all right? He just revealed what his capacity was. And there's always a capacity limit. Let's just say that. Because a man's behavior in the beginning of the relationship is his max outcome, okay? That is him showing up as his entire best. Usually, if he's kind of interested in you, he's gonna show you and pull out all the stops, okay? Now, what you could be dealing with is actually an avoidant man if you are experiencing these sort of symptoms, let's just say. Avoidant men are unfortunately not rare, all right? In fact, if you have an anxious attachment style, which we can make a separate episode on attachment styles, they're probably your type, okay? Whether you realize it or not, because avoidant men do not look avoidant in the beginning, all right? They look confident, they look independent, they look emotionally controlled. But what you're actually seeing is a man who is comfortable with connection until it requires vulnerability. And this is where we go wrong, because then you think it's your job to play psychologist and be Dr. Whomever and bridge the gap. No, my friend. That is in fact not your job. So let's talk about what an avoidant man actually is. An avoidant man is someone who subconsciously associates closeness with a loss of freedom. I'm telling you this right now. Do not fall for these types of men. Please. I'm going to repeat this again. An avoidant man is someone who subconsciously associates closeness with a loss of freedom. You are going to be in for the ride of your life, perpetually performing and losing yourself with a man who thinks like this. With an avoidant period, you will be performing the entire relationship. Like I said, you're trying to bridge the gap. So when things start to get deeper, when emotions start to get involved, when expectations begin to increase, because inevitably they do in a relationship, when you start becoming real in his life, his instinct is to create distance. Once again, it is not your job to try and bridge the gap. Oh, I just know he's running away from his feelings. I need to help him realize what he's doing. Let him walk away. If it's going to be that fragile, please let it break. Let it break. Because at the end of the day, trust me, you will lose yourself. He's fighting you to fight his own emotions. He can't even sort through it. You're adding frustration to your plate because you're thinking, if only he can just understand what he's feeling. It's not your job to sit here and doctor this man and nurse him back to health when he can't even decipher through his own emotions. He's uncomfortable with his own emotions. And that's a part of what being a leader and a man is about. A real man is okay with his emotions, especially when it's not like he's gonna be sitting here crying in front of you. No, the emotion of, listen, I can meet you back with being vulnerable and admitting, I'm feeling this too. You're not crazy. Yes, I do wanna spend time with you. We're talking basic stuff here. But this man needs help and assistance trying to decipher through his feelings? No, you're in for a ride. So if his instinct is to create distance because of his subconscious association of getting close to someone, meaning that he's losing his freedom, you're going to be in for a lot of disrespect because he's gonna do everything in his power to feel like, huh, she's not gonna take me away from my life. Yeah, I need to be free. I don't want to be tied down. All these things start to come up. So it's not because you did something wrong. It's because intimacy itself is a trigger for him. And like I said, this is where a lot of women tend to get stuck because instead of recognizing this pattern, you're going to internalize the behavior. And now you're going to start thinking, well, maybe I'm asking for too much. Maybe I just need to give him some space. Maybe if I just show him I'm different, he'll open up. The massive mistakes, all of those things, massive mistakes. Because now you're out talking yourself and trying to convince yourself, you know what, I'm asking too much of him, let me slow down. Because, you know, I don't think that he's ready for that. I know that he does feel something, so let me just give him more time. I don't want to ruin a good thing. Maybe I just need to give him his space because I know he's freaking out right now. That space turns into forever. Maybe if I just show him that I'm different, he'll open up to me. He's not. I mean, I remember the time that I had that thought at once. Like, oh, you know what? Maybe I just need to show him that I'm a great girl. Woohoo, yippee. And it got me really next to nowhere, quite frankly. And I'm not gonna let you make the same mistake because once they box you where they want to box you, you will never leave those parameters, okay? You just won't. You will always be just said thing in their head. And I don't wanna hear people in my comment section talking about, well, I don't care because the exception never makes the rule. If you have to talk a man into understanding and deciphering his own feelings and he's running away from his own feelings, good luck getting married, girl. Good luck. Do you really want a man that is gonna have to be so hard to decode? That you're gonna have to live your life as his part-time translator or even full-time translator. You're always having to initiate the communication to get him to understand and walk him through what he's feeling and experiencing and how you can make it better and to see that you're the one. Enough is what I've had. Enough, all right? So now you've officially answered the trap if you start to have these questions in your brain because an avoidant man will rarely respond to you with overgiving with a deeper commitment, okay? Rarely ever. He's going to respond with even more distance. How do you like that one, okay? Because let's get really honest here. Avoidant men are always gonna benefit from women who are willing to do the emotional labor for them, always. I knew a girl like this. I mean, she was just so ridiculous. Like, I couldn't even believe it. And let me state an unpopular opinion here. Who you date absolutely does affect your friends and your friend group. I'm telling you this right now because being in the wrong relationship, the wrong man will always give you the wrong plan. And when I tell you, your girls are tired of you being the one who is in these poor relationships over and over and over again. You're venting, dumping everything. I understand, what are friends for, right? But then you turn around and we're having to hear you make the same mistakes over and over again because you genuinely think everything is different. And your friends are seeing objectively that it's not. And I remember I was friends with this girl once and it was just exhausting. I mean, give or take, she was younger than me, but she seemed like she, I guess, put it like this, being successful or being a certain way in business has absolutely nothing to do with how you course through life and your maturity in life in any capacity. They are two polar opposite things. And so this individual would kind of ask for advice, but she was determined to get a certain outcome, to say the least. And because of that, she doesn't realize she's fostering a relationship with someone that she had to force to pretty much be with her because she has to chat GPT one more really romantic response. She has to say one last thing so she can turn this guy's mind around. And the beginning of the relationship, the guy barely seemed like he was interested in her until one random day, I suppose, you know, she sent him some sort of paragraph message. And then he was like, oh, you have my heart or something. It was just very bizarre, if I'm going to be honest, like from the outside looking in, girl. Okay. That's her business. But at the end of the day, I say all that to say, one, we are no longer friends. Okay. Because it's just like, there is a correspondence. Like, who that person became when she got with that person was just a nightmare. So I only knew her for a short time period anyway, so it's really, it's fine, no love lost. But at the end of the day, I realized like, whoa, this person like really puts their everything into relationships and this was her goal. She just wanted this relationship more than she wanted anything else. And she values her relationship with having a boyfriend all the time more than she values her friendship with woman. So there's already misalignment right there. But I noticed she was doing majority of the emotional labor, hence why I'm bringing this up. She was doing the emotional labor. She does not realize she does the emotional labor because she doesn't care. Because as long as the outcome is I get to say that he's my boyfriend, it doesn't matter how much work she's putting into it. Also, misalignment, okay? So women who over-explain, they over-accommodate, they overstay, all right? That's what it looks like when you are doing the emotional labor. You always have to have the last word of getting him to understand how things are, what's really going on, understanding his feelings, trying to get him to not walk away, fight for the relationship. I'm not giving up on us. I don't think you should too. These are the things that she would say. I mean, just outrageous. Pouring her like soul out to someone that she barely had a relationship with. I mean, it was really some scary stuff, okay? And if you're not careful, you would turn yourself into the most understanding, patient, low maintenance version of yourself. That's what will end up happening, all right? Because you're trying so hard to be this thing for this man and that relationship, just to keep a man who is not even really meeting you in the middle in any capacity. Who's not meeting you, period. How about that? So let's break down the signs that you are in fact dealing with an avoidant man. Well, one, he's gonna be inconsistent, all right? He'll, you know, but charming enough to keep you hooked. Like I said, could be some breadcrumbing going on. Maybe he's responding to your Instagram stories. Sometimes you might get a beautiful with a heart eye emoji. Sometimes you might get a love this outfit on you. Nothing really beyond that, all right? He pulls away when things start to get serious. All of a sudden, he gets more busy with his job. All of a sudden, he just needed time to, you know, time to himself. He's not really a big texter. He's not really on his phone that much. He hasn't dated in a while, so he's a little rusty. He's been taking a break from being in a relationship. He's okay with whatever happens, no expectations. He struggles to communicate emotions or he shuts down during conflict. When I tell you biggest nightmare ever, you do not ever want to be with a man like this because you will end up apologizing for things, one, you shouldn't even be apologizing for. And while you're trying to express yourself to be heard and understood, you're also trying to decipher through his feelings to try and make him feel heard and understood. He can't advocate for himself. And he knows that. You're gonna be the one that ends up coming around anyway because he knows you're desperate. He knows you're desperate. And this is where a lot of women get confused. They think just because they got the guy, the optics of the man, they think, oh, I've won. Sweetie, no, you haven't. You haven't. Just because you have a man next to you does not mean you're winning in life. Does not mean that you're actually reaching what your goal is. But people are great at optics and they're great at making it seem like they're living their best life. They have the relationship that they want, but you don't really know the work that was put behind it. Okay. The psyche must always be heard. So you start to realize where there's cracks and there's holes when they how they speak and perceive other couples. It comes out. The things that they're really experiencing and the things that they're feeling. Oh, well, I don't really think they're really that happy. I mean, who really is? Right? Am I right? Yeah, because you're not. Or, well, there's nothing wrong with like hitting a guy up first and stuff like that because sometimes they don't know because you did it. So you think that's okay. You see what I'm saying? Birds of a feather, they sure do flock together. Okay, now this guy will also pull away when he feels that things are starting to get serious. What a child, right? What a child. Lack of commitment is not sexy in any capacity. And I'm willing to bet that there is a correlation between where that man is in life and also meaning in career and status and where he is emotionally as well. Because every smart person, every smart man understands the value of one, monogamy, and also having a solid relationship with a woman by your side. They understand that intrinsically because being with the right partner is always going to elevate you in life. When you have the right partner, it will always elevate you in life, not make you feel like you're dragging yourself down, not taking things from you. That's the right partner for you. Okay. But if this man is going to be pulling away as soon as things get serious, why the heck would you want to be with someone like that? I promise you, you say the right thing. Go ahead, ChatGPT your way through your relationship. Next thing you know, now 3 years have gone by. 4 years have gone by, 6 years have gone by. Now it's like, okay, you want to get married. There's no marriage in sight. This man has never spoke about going beyond this commitment with you. And now you're trying to drop hints. Oh, when we get married, all these different things. He never initiates these conversations. Now he's pulling away from you again. It's the second wave of pulling away. This time it's even harder because now you're more confused because you're like, dang, I thought we overcame this. I thought we were done with this phase. Like, I don't understand. We're already together. I don't understand. Where's your head at? He hasn't evolved out of that because you have always done the emotional labor for him. So he's just going with the flow. All right. Or he's going to struggle to communicate his emotions, or he's going to make you feel like you're too much for having normal needs. Every time you start to bring up, okay, it's been 5 years and we're not together. And I'm not talking about if you're 22 and it's been 5 years, okay? I'm talking like you're over the age of 30 and it's like, all right, now you're about to be 35. You should know by now. You should definitively know by now. He should definitively know by now. End of story. Men know before women do. Please do not ever forget that. Men know before women do. When you think about that, think about how much time you've wasted. Think about how much time you're wasting. When men know already whether or not they want to be with you, they know before you do. So if you always... Don't lie to me, but don't lie to yourself. If you have always felt deep down like, dang, I mean, I guess I got to really take this thing home, don't I? Because, I mean, why stop here? Might as well just take it all the way to the altar. Girl, good luck to you. People like that are very dangerous. Like, I could never be friends with people like that. Like, very dangerous because it's like they will really go far when they know that, like in controlling people, that they just will stop at nothing. It's bizarre. Like, instead of just letting things naturally happen and just taking it on the chin and saying, you know what? It is what it is. I'm not in the business of forcing feelings on anyone. It is what it is. But no, these people would rather drive it home and they believe in fighting for love. I don't. Okay. So there's always that. I don't believe in fighting for love, especially in the context of convincing someone that they do love me and that they do like me and that they do want to spend the rest of their lives with me. Good luck. Good luck and goodbye. Goodbye. Okay. Most importantly, you will feel more anxious than you do secure. This is why you're always spiraling. Bringing it back to that person I was mentioning before, she was spiraling every other day. Like when I tell you the guy broke up with her a million times before they ever were really official, like she was crying every other week. And I told her, I said, this is gonna get to the point where you're gonna be so embarrassed, you're gonna start to isolate yourself from your friends because you're not gonna wanna tell us anymore what's going on because that's how frequent it's going to get. And I told her, I said, listen, respectfully, like, I was like, friend, you're being toxic. And she admitted, yeah, I am toxic. And I was like, whoa. That's when I was like, okay, I definitely need to take a step back forever from this friendship, because that's weird how you're so undone and it's affecting like our friendship somehow. You know what I mean? Because our friendship began to revolve around her relationship. It was just, there are girls like that. And it's like, okay, I gotta step away. Why is our friendship revolving around your relationship? And what is he doing? And what did he mean? And why did he do this? And why did he say this? And what do I think that he said? Or why do I think he did that? I can't and I won't, so I don't. All right, when you're feeling more anxious than you're feeling secure, that speaks for itself. That's not a reason to tap in. Well, I'm just always so used to being in. Yeah, exactly. We understand that our brain wants familiarity over growth. We get that, all right? But we have to challenge ourselves, because forever is a very long time, ladies and gentlemen. And it's always fun and games when you have a goal until you have to sit with that decision for like the remainder of your life. Okay. And this last one is the biggest indicator here, because healthy love does not feel like confusion. Healthy love does not feel like confusion. And this is what most people probably won't even tell you. Avoidant men do not change because you loved them better. You loved them out of whatever condition that they came in. No, they change when they decide to confront themselves. And that is not something that you can or ever will be able to control. Sit with that. So, what do you do if you keep on attracting avoidant men? First, you need to stop romanticizing the potential. All right. Potential is always going to be potential. It's not rooted in reality. You're not dating who he could be. You are dating who he is consistently, who he is. And second, you need to stop over functioning, right? Where you're sitting here doing the emotional labor, you're sitting here making the plans. He gets away with it because he planned one date for you. You're so grateful. Now you know he's serious because he finally just met your one little requirement. And now you can rest in your controlling capabilities. Now you can be like, okay, now I know he's invested in me. We went on this one date. All right, next. Hey, just wanted to know if you were around. It really just shows like how the things that we accept as women in the dating process really just shows what we think of ourselves, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Right? It does. And for the last time, ladies, please stay out of these men's homes, all right? There's no reason for you to be going on a date with a man and he's bringing you back to his house. You went on two dates. Why are you at this man's home? What is there to happen at this man's home? I don't understand. If he wanted to use the restroom, he could have gone to McDonald's, all right? There's no reason to ever be at this man's home because it's only gonna ever go one way. It's always gonna go a little bit too far. You walk away thinking, well, at least I didn't go all the way, but now you don't realize what you just sent a message to that man saying that you're very unserious, yet you want commitment. Now your feelings are more involved because you're thinking, oh, well, I mean, I don't know the chemistry and da-da-da. You just don't learn. You don't. Some of you are very unhelpable. Okay. And I can lead you to the water, but I cannot make you drink. Okay, I can't. It's painful to realize how some people just repeat their mistakes over and over again because there's a part of them that really hopes that this next time is gonna be different, and it's not. It's the same case with a different face, and you keep on showing up in the same capacity, all right? There's no reason for you to be at these men's homes, all right? Because only certain things occur there. That's it. End of story. I digress. If you feel like you're doing most of the initiating, if you feel like you are doing most of the emotional work, if you feel like you were doing most of the understanding, hello, then that's your cue to pull back, not lean in harder. If it's fragile, please let it break. Third, you need to raise your standard for what feels safe. All right. Please raise your standards for what feels safe to you. Not exciting, not intense, not chemistry. Safe. Because a secure man will never make you question where you stand. It is so intrinsic. It's like you don't feel the need to even test it. It's just a knowing, like, you know, your name. It's a knowing that you have of, okay, yeah, I trust this. I'm going along with this ride. Right. And I'm going to say something that might sting a little. Some of you actually don't even want a secure man, okay? Keep a buck. You think you do. But when a man is consistent, when he's clear, when he's emotionally available, you feel bored. You feel unsure. Now you're feeling like something is missing. And you know what's missing? It's the emotional roller coaster that you've gotten used to. That's what's missing. You know what's missing? A brain cell in you, okay? That's also potentially missing. We have to really take radical accountability for the relationships that we are allowing into our lives. So this is bigger than just avoiding avoidant men, right? This is about asking yourself, why does inconsistency feel more exciting than stability to me? In this context, why do I feel like I need to prove myself in love? And I'm telling you, you actually do have to do the boring work to heal yourself from these things, or you're going to keep on encountering the same thing. Then you're going to feel like, oh, all men are the same. I hate men. You're going to be one of those man haters and all these different things. Yes, I talk a lot about dating and relationships with men, all the different things, but I'm not an actual man hater because I understand how relationships go. I like the choices that I make in relationships. I'm already in a relationship. Like, you understand? And I've seen and witnessed so much throughout my entire career in speaking to women all around the world, et cetera, that I know how a lot of this stuff goes, all right? I don't know everything here, but I know how a lot of this stuff goes. And there are just certain things that are inevitable and you cannot avoid that, all right? Why am I attracted to men that make me feel uncertain? Like, whose love and affection am I really trying to get here, all right? Because studies have shown, psychologically, we tend to date people who remind us of our most difficult parent because we are trying to redo the dynamic. Hello, let that sink in. So, you know, until you answer these questions, you will keep finding different men with the same pattern. So I'm going to leave you with this. You are not hard to love, okay? But you might be used to loving people who are hard to keep, all right? And those are two very different things, because if a man is interested in you, you will feel it in his consistency. If he's avoidant, you will feel it in your anxiety. And your job is not to decode that man, all right? It is to decide if that experience is something that you're even willing to accept. And this is because the right relationship will not require you to abandon yourself just for you to keep it. I want you guys to hype this video. If you are watching this on YouTube, if you are listening, I want you to rate this podcast 5 stars wherever it is that you are listening. If you have enjoyed this episode, let me know in the comment section down below. Honestly, let's leave a white heart in the comment section for those of you that are watching, and maybe even those of you that have listened as well. And with that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.